You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna. This is New Soundwave 48.
Yes!
Almost 45.
You got it!
Almost a 50, and pretty soon, retirement age. Hello, social
internet. Yeah, right. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, there won't be any money left by the time we hit 65. So sad. So sad. Well, joining me this week, the regular cast and crew, our assortment of stars, Brian Kilby, XV, Peter Van, AKKK, Bweebum, Rob Springer, and the lovely Lady Wreck. How's everybody doing?
Good.
I still function.
I'm still standing.
Yeah.
By the way,
the live Ustream is not still standing, but you get treated to some awesome graphics.
Good. John did.
And Rob is lying. He's sitting down. He's not standing.
You die.
We see right through your ruse, my friend. So, like every week, we like to give you a taste of the news and then dive into a topic. The topic for this week is going to be urban legends and video games, which is going to be fun. And there's lots of pretty good – there's good news this week. Definitely not the slowest week ever, so let's jump right into it. Red Dead Redemption, a game which I only say the title correctly like half the time. Red Dead Redemption is adding jackalopes and other fun stuff in DLC. So look forward to that. Has anybody played this game? Has anybody kind of gotten into Red Dead Redemption?
Triplet has it. He's not on the show, though, so it doesn't do us any good.
From what I can assume, it's GTA in the Wild West.
It's the sequel to Red Dead Revolver, which was basically GTA in the Wild West.
Yeah, yeah, but that was not the same. That was a different developer, right?
No, that's same one. That's the same one. It was Rockstar.
Oh, is this
no.
Rockstar North? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
And my man.
Yeah, it was fun. And what little bit I've played of Redemption is fun. I mean, it's what you've come to expect from that.
Well, come on, a good cowboy game. That's worth its while.
Yeah.
It is. It's not like Westerns are kind of dead. So
yeah. How many Space Marines can I be this week? Let me go be a cowboy.
Exactly. I'm definitely going to – eventually that game will be mine, and I will be playing as a space cowboy. I
want them to start mixing up the game type so you can have a Space Marine cowboy.
I'd rather be the Joker of Love.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
I want to be a Space Marine cowboy who drives a car.
I just want to be Maurice. Sorry.
So, XV, what you're asking for is like a cowboy hat.
A decent pair of pants.
We would like you to wear it.
But what I find is interesting is about this DLC is that it adds jackalopes. Something like that.
Great.
Whatever they're called. What is it called?
Jackalopes are cool. Are you kidding?
Jackalopes. So, all I could think about were...
Uncle Jeff.
We got the ability to hunt in Oregon Trail.
Hey, yes. You got a point.
That's what I want.
Yeah, they need to add dysentery to this deal. Just throw that in there. And that's like on the list of updates. Jackalopes, dysentery. $5.
Well, if Dave Coulier or someone imitates Dave Coulier's jackalope voice, I'm pretty sure some bowels will be loose.
No, you know, really, the dysentery add-on would only cost 5 cents.
That's true.
You have to pay.
Yeah, they should do a sale where it's like $18.97 prices.
You have to pay for
dysentery for a nickel is what I'm saying.
And get your mom for a nickel as well.
It still sucks that you have to pay for this.
I got more than dysentery. okay, so in a story of people are stupid, Best Buy is charging $30 to come to your home and upgrade your PS3 for you. Do your firmware updates for you. The updates that are clearly free and clearly, you know, easily spelled out when you turn on the system. So literally when you turn on the system, it says, your system's out of date. Would you like to update? And you say yes. You can do that for free, or you can pay the Geek Squad to come for $30 and do it for you.
It's not the first instance of the Geek Squad, you know, upcharging for things that you can do yourself with a
absolutely
not. 5 minutes of your time.
I mean, that's their entire job.
Yeah, I mean, that's their business model.
It's to take money from stupid people.
Clearly, I'm in the wrong business.
But clearly, yeah, we need to expand our TF Radio business to do stuff like this. Just need to buy like an old Volkswagen Bug and paint it up and do all kinds of stuff. You know?
I think the other interesting tidbit in this article is that some people believe that this firmware is to upgrade the ability for you to play 3D games.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because to be fair, well, I guess semi-fair, I guess the big like thing about the latest firmware update is that it makes the PS3 capable of playing 3D Blu-ray discs, but that's it. Mm. So,
wow,
yeah, I interpret that.
But they don't know that they think that they can play 3D games immediately and not have to buy a 3D TV.
Oh, people.
That's a good thing I don't own a PS3, because I can see myself now with a piece of paper and a crayon writing Sony a letter. Dear Sony, can I please play a game on my damn console? Every time I turn this thing on, I have to update it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's like slow. I'm just saying it takes like several hours to update.
Oh,
this thing costs.
Good God. Seriously?
No. But I mean, it takes like, I don't know,
better, right?
20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. It feels like forever, because you find out that you have to update when you're ready to play a game. You know, clearly, like you turned it on, you're ready to go, and then you have to update it, and I don't know, like, go do the laundry, go to the dry cleaners or something like that. I mean, you get denied when you're ready to play some games. Like,
this thing costs more than my refrigerator.
Despite the fact that people rip on Microsoft for doing a lot of bad things, they got the 360 of all the stuff. Like, everything in there is just, I don't know, it's pretty dang good.
It is pretty dang good.
Updating to their new firmware doesn't only takes like 2-3 minutes just to get a whole brand new UI experience and everything. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
But how about playing them games?
Dem games.
Dem games.
Man, that
God
system.
Over again.
I don't know. You know what? The PS3 is a fine piece of hardware. It's just slow. So slow.
You guys deserve better treatment for owning it than what they give you.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't, and we're going to take it and like it.
You could have bought a dishwasher with that money.
Tell me about it, buddy. Tell me about it. Hey, let me tell you about Duke Nukem Forever. More proof that, yes, Jesus, it is coming out. 2K Games has announced that buying Borderlands, the Game of the Year edition of the game Borderlands, will grant you entry into what it's calling, and this is gimmicky as hell, what they're calling the Duke Nukem Forever Early Access Club. So you're going to get like this steam peek, probably the ability to play the demo a little early.
That's insane.
It is.
It's insane.
That's an awesome name, though.
That's a great way of tying in our previous story of people not knowing any better.
Yeah, people is dumb.
Did you tag this show as being the Urban Legends podcast?
True.
Well, so what they should have done was
the Urban Legends. Show never happened. The show is an Urban Legend.
What they should have done was they should have named the Duke Nukem Forever demo, like that subtitle name. They should have put it as DEMO, so that way they could just call it a demo in as an acronym.
Yes, they could have done that.
Know any better.
That's exactly what we're after, that kind of subtlety. as far as like when the full game comes out, it's going to be around February 2011. So look out for that. It's going to be big, as they say, ha ha ha. And they show a big picture of his crotch. Once again, high level humor, folks. For Duke Nukem. So yes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Are we still excited for Duke Nukem, or is the
it's over? It's over.
Kind of off. Yeah. Well, so sad. This is one of those things. This is one of those games where I know it's like forever in the making. But if it had come out like, say, ideally within a month of its announcement, it would have been awesome. But now, like, everybody's over it.
It's like the moon landing.
I think now they're just really playing on nostalgia, right? Because they haven't even said what. Nowhere has it boasted about what kind of new features they have to distinguish themselves from other type of shooters that are already out there.
Realistic breasts.
Right. So less pixelated.
Work on those
breasts.
Physics.
Right. Yeah. The pixelation is a lot better. You know, they're more poly.
Team Ninja's working on this one.
You're right. Now they're just playing on nostalgia, and to most people, they have forgotten about Duke Nukem and the fact that it came out. They're like, oh, cool.
They're right. Or they were too young for it. Let's be honest. You know, the average gamer for this is probably what, I don't know, 14, maybe.
That was why they played it. Because you could see boobs, right? And
hell yeah!
And jokes,
that's why I played
stuff,
it.
You know,
let's be honest.
That's why most people play it.
You know, we kind of crapped on the PS3, but here's some good news. If you're a big fan of Little Big Planet 2 is getting delayed, so they can get it right, or at least righter. They don't want to be dependent on launch day patches and fixes, so they're going to delay the release of the game, which is kind of refreshing because these days people just kind of assume that if you're going to buy a game on launch day, you're going to basically get it broken, and then there's going to be a couple patches to fix it,
which is a wonderful business model.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Metroid Prime's case, you would have to send them a USB thumb drive, and they would have to give you a new piece of the program so you could load it into your Wii so you can actually beat the Metroid Prime game.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah, there was this bug that apparently if you save after a boss battle, the door that you can go through to progress through the rest of the game to actually beat the game actually locks and it doesn't open. And you actually have to replay the whole game, or you have to save something. You have to do something crazy.
Which Prime was that?
Metroid Prime.
Well, I know. Well, of the three, which one?
Oh, the newer one. Oh. The other M, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that's... I'm sorry. I just spent $50 on this, and I'd like to have fun. Manufacturer,
that takes
you
the
think
fun
you
factor
could,
down to four.
Could you sell me a worse working product? I don't want it to work later on and to pay more to do so.
So I also played a game several years ago that you couldn't beat because you couldn't actually beat a specific boss. So I'm really happy to see that Little Big Planet 2 is being delayed because they don't want to be consistently patching this game over and over.
Yeah, and that's a good game. I really liked the first one from what I played it. I'd like, if I got a PlayStation 3, it would be just to play that game. I love the PSP version. It's a great game. And the fact you shouldn't download patches for it all the time anyway, because the whole point of the game is making games.
That's true, making your own game.
Yeah, download content should be extra stuff to make games with, not... And now your level will work.
Yeah. Speaking of nostalgia, we talked a little bit about that. NBA Jam. Hell yeah, it's coming out. It's going to be a full game, by the way, for the different consoles. But also announced today was a slew of politicians that are going to be guest starring in the game. So it doesn't matter if you're red, blue, or neither. You're going to get to play as the Clintons, Al Gore, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, George W., Dick Cheney, Sarah Palin, yeah, really, and John McCain, which would be awesome because John McCain's like 200 years old.
Yeah, and I hope he's got the best moves just because one arm doesn't work. Give him a little bit of glory.
He's got a baby arm.
Yeah.
Don't forget, also the Beastie Boys are going to be in there apparently.
Oh. Yeah, not Jason
Trump. There's going to be like an army of celebrities that are in this game. Basically everybody. And then I'm sure like Sub-Zero, Har-Har, and...
Lols. And Ed Boon, because he's got to be in everything.
So as we all know, the fantastic legacy of video game movies will continue with Halo. Halo is one of those things that's been on again, off again. It looks like it's on again, and it looks like Steven Spielberg may be loosely involved. The project that's been on hold is being picked up by DreamWorks, And it looks like they are going to use the novelizations as their source material. So we'll see. We'll see. That, so you know, Halo itself is not like a story heavy game. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest.
So Jackson's out, huh?
Apparently.
It's probably for the best because the Halo story, you're right. It's got a story that carries it through, but it's not very there as well as your hero's a guy that basically kills things and looks cool doing it. Drift.
And you don't even know what his face looks like.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly. So it's like, hey, there's a blue naked chick in his head. Gonna blow this up. He's going to jump off a ship and land on the planet and get up and walk around.
They actually explain that blue naked chick in Halo Reach.
She's a computer program. I know. I just
made the joke. So it's pretty cool.
She likes mudkips.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Okay, so a few more topics before we jump into our big topic. A few more news topics before we jump to the big topic. Real quick, it looks like next year some people are predicting another $50 price cut for consoles.
Good.
So that would take it, the PlayStation under $300 and the Xbox around, I guess it would start falling. What's the Xbox run these days? $200-ish?
$249.
Start.
The Slim is $400 right now, I think. Okay.
Whoa. What? Oh, wow.
They came out with that new 360, the new 360 Slim.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that would take that down to $350.
I'm sorry, it's $300.
$250. So that's a big difference psychologically. The difference between $300 and $250, I think.
Absolutely.
So look for that as stuff gets cheaper every year. But the PlayStation 3 is still a little overpriced.
$250. It's not bad.
It's not terrible. It's certainly not what it was at launch, which is prohibitively expensive.
Yeah,
it just costs a little much for that old of a system.
Maddeningly expensive.
It's pricey, buddy. It's pricey. It's pricey, especially when you consider, I guess one of its main benefits still is Blu-ray, and everybody is kind of resigned to the fact or just like well aware of the fact that Blu-ray is not going to be around that long. Like, Blu-ray is just a transitionary kind of weird medium on the way to digital stuff.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty stepping stone.
They are now. But, you know, when Blu-ray and HD DVD were duking it out, it was, you know, digital downloads was not as big as it is now.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
And Roku and Google TV and Apple TV were not as...
That's true. Even like a Netflix streaming probably makes people think of digital media in a whole different way.
Yeah, Netflix streaming is transformative.
They are getting better, way.
Oh
better.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, yeah, you're right. Blu-ray is definitely not going to last as long as Sony thought it would when they first launched the PS3.
No, which is kind of sad. I'm going to be honest, because I'm still one of those people who like to, for some things, I do like to own like a physical thing. But well, times are changing.
Yeah, you don't get to actually own what you pay for anymore.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Two quick things, and this one's slightly off topic. It looks like finally we're going to get a Verizon iPhone. So
is that news? Did that just pop up?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that that Apple will begin production by the end of the year, and that people inside Apple's walls have been kind of briefed on it. So there you go. A lot more iPhones out there, a lot more gaming going on. Yeah.
And another Wall Street Journal article I read, it's analysts at BMO Capital Markets believe that they say at least 8 million iPhones using CDMA will be sold by the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, if it comes out in January, the trend is 8 million phones by the end of the year.
Wow.
It's going to be a monstrosity. It's going to be like...
I mean, they'll sell that many if they can make that many, so we'll see. You know what I mean? Right.
But needless to say, it'll still be quite catastrophic for AT&T.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare. But, you know, then again, in all fairness, when Verizon gets their hands on it, they're going to get their share of hate mail and complaints, too. So.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So we'll see. Okay, so if you remember, we did a real quick thing on DC Online. It looks like it might be getting delayed and kind of scrapped-ish. I mean, it may be heavily reworked. So, hey, JD, don't hold your breath for fighting the Joker while you are in full costume, no doubt, as Batman. So we'll see. Hopefully, if they're going to scrap this game, they'll rebuild it and do it right. Because, again, we talked about this earlier, how in DC Universe Online, at least how it was originally going to be, you actually couldn't be any of these like famous comic book characters. You were going to be like your own unique person. That's no fun.
Yeah, how that went beyond the brainstorming session is really beyond me. I don't know how somebody thought that would be a great idea. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And the last thing real quick, because we've got tons of news, but, you know, we got to get to that topic sometime. Real quick, if you liked Mario Party and you like big, fat, yellow things that eat everything in sight, you're going to love Pac-Man Party. Pac-Man Party is coming out in celebration of the 30th anniversary of Pac-Man. Doesn't that make us all feel old? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be basically the equivalent of Mario Party with all sorts of little mini games and stuff. The best part of this story is Pac-Man does not eat pellets anymore.
Uh-oh.
He eats cookies.
Oh.
That is very... That sends a bad message to children.
Well, you know, there's no more drugs and rave jokes to come from this game.
No. Yeah. I wonder if that was part of, like... Like, why would you get rid of pellets? Pellets? What's wrong with pellets?
Well, yeah, it's, that's my only thing, is the whole techno-drug joke. But not enough people are cared about that joke to begin with.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't like this idea.
I know, bring back my pellets, man. It's kind of ironic this is in celebration of the anniversary of Pac-Man, so we're going to change, like, change the thing.
Random child laughter is excellent. I love that.
Yeah. They like cookies.
What would make this a really cool game is if they had a hidden character that was a pizza man. Well, that's There's what like Pac-Man was intended to be. For
Pizza Pac-Man.
Well, that's what he was intended to be. It was a piece of pizza until they just made him yellow because hardware at the time.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of bizarre because... You know, Cookie Monster decided to go on the Atkins diet and stopped eating cookies. And now they're like, you know, there are a whole bunch of, you know, obese children and things like that. And now they're just like...
Making Pac-Man a Cookie Monster too?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, there's a niche still. Now that Cookie Monster has vacated his spot, there's a niche here. Let's put
Pac-Man needs it, right?
Yeah,
Pac-Man exactly. needs it. He needs to be like a diabetic and kind of slow.
right.
That's why eats ghosts, right? Because he's eating his own death.
The cookies are replacing pellets completely, or is it going to be like a superpowered thing? Like,
I don't know if it's like complete elimination of pellets, but it's definitely like this weird transition to cookies.
Well, you know, like Mario Party got the pieces of candy for special abilities and stuff, so maybe the cookies are like, they're like, okay, good pills, stronger pills, F it, cookies.
So we're back to like the
in
drug
50 thing. Years they're gonna regret doing this, I can guarantee you.
I like the way they did it in Pac-World, the Pac-World games, where the pellets are the rings, coins type currency for extra points and lives, and they had the fruits around for even more points.
Are we the only people, Rob, that actually played Pac-World?
There at least has to be one more. There's a few sequels.
Was, interesting.
You could bounce and there's a little Pac-Bear. And it was like a wizard, and he got the ghost to do mean things. And, oh, I'm on an adventure. Whoop, 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 whoop. I like platformers.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's jump to the big topic of the week, and that is urban
story
legends.
Of a girl who cried a river. And...
Urban legends and what?
Video games.
Urban legends and video games.
Yes.
Plenty.
Yeah. This is an excellent topic, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. So feel free to chime in on this, but I'm going to...
Lead the way.
I'm going to go through 10, 12 good ones.
Okay.
And see if you guys remember these. But again, feel free to chime in. Okay, so the first urban legend is that Michael Jackson composed Sonic 3's music.
But he did.
My childhood is ruined.
Of course he did. Of course he did. You know, and this is actually has some logic behind it in that Michael Jackson and Sega did have a relationship. I mean, they did work together.
Yeah, oh, that kind of relationship. Okay, never mind.
I thought he did. I thought he did do the music to Sonic 3.
It's pretty much documented he did. Yeah. It's a wiki type thing where...
According to Wikipedia, he did.
I mean, it's unconfirmed. I don't think it's very clear. I think people speak of it as fact, but it's not... It's not confirmed. So it's considered, you know, somewhat of a legend just because people talk of it as fact, and there's just no... I don't think there's, like, hard evidence attesting to the fact. Here's one that's definitely... Actually, not only is this an urban legend, but this is actually bad behavior. If you think blowing on your NES cart helps the connections, it actually does not. It actually corrodes the connections.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
that makes sense.
That is not good. Yes, you and your sloppy breath need to stay away from the business end of that NES cart.
You should use the officially licensed Nintendo cleaning kit.
A Q-tip and alcohol.
Or benzene.
Fortunately, none of my NES cartridges ever had that issue.
Oh, BS. That's not possible.
That's all of them had that problem. There's not one cartridge.
Do you have the second NES or the original NES?
I have the original NES. I keep once I take the game out of the game console, though, I put it back in the sleeve.
You are the only person on Earth that has... It's not a matter of dust. It's a matter of the fact that the 72-pin connector in the NES actually wears down. So if you have an NES that was never, ever played or rarely played, sure, it'll work. But
well, I played it.
Did you, like, never rent games? Because it always seemed to be right.
I never rented games. I don't think I rented games back then.
That could have been because it always
NES STDs.
Yeah. Right or fair.
Remember, kids, only get your NES games mint in sealed box.
Yes.
I can't say I've had any issues with my games.
I have never seen an NES that didn't have that issue, except for the second gen NES.
Let me boot it up and I'll let you know.
Okay.
I've got four or five original NESs and none of them work anymore.
I have two. They both work, but I've had to replace the 72-pin connector in at least one of them.
This urban legend's even in fake NES games.
Yes.
Like Dark Void. Zero for DS. You actually have to blow in the cartridge on the microphone to make the game work.
And you have to do that in was it Retro Game Challenge or what it was called?
Yeah. See, there it is. The cartridge is not working. There. Now it's going
to
work.
It's a shame they'll never release the sequel to that.
That's pretty awesome.
Nice. I love the first one so much.
Yeah.
This next one is for the boys.
Ooh.
The Lara Croft nude code.
Which
we all pined for.
Oh, no.
If I could just get her to flip into the pool the right way.
Right. So,
sure, just bend backwards that way.
There is a patch that some upstanding citizen.
For the PC.
Called
Nude Raider. So, yes, it is possible, but not officially.
And it is ultra lame.
Ultra lame.
I mean, the graphics are just so primitive that, I mean, you know.
Mid-90s 3D.
Good luck enjoying that.
Wow.
This one is awesome.
Boy, they sure are square.
Is that a navel or an ice cube?
Nice.
Nice. Well done, Rob. Well done. This next one is awesome because it's so insane. So the 360, as we all know, at times suffers from the red ring of death. The
burning ring of fire.
Yeah, the old black church bells ringing, and she's dead. And the cause of this was basically overheating. So the motherboard or one of the boards inside would get overheated and warp and pull away from the internal architecture and kill it. So logically, some people thought that if overheating warped it one way, maybe some more overheating
warped it
way. Where's the logic in that?
So it makes perfect sense, right? So why not wrap my system in a towel and just bake it, basically?
You should know better, XV, that logic really doesn't factor into many people's lives.
Especially people who play video games.
So so it's like, hey, if something overheats, let's smother it more. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Right. Just turn it the other way, though.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's right. That's right. It's like when you bake
something. Well, it's already broken. Might as well make it really.
Might as well.
Broke, right?
Yeah, make it more broke.
Well, for that matter, just go get and put in the oven for a while. I'm sure that'll fix it.
You know, with the Red Ring of Death,
I don't know why they haven't tried.
A lot of people used to say the Xbox 360 will eat your games. And, of course, people are proving this myth by with YouTube videos by putting a game in, turning it on, and then moving the 360 around and taking the disc out and a scratch. And they're like, it will eat your games. It's like, only if you play volleyball with your 360 games in it.
Yeah, my one friend actually surprisingly did that. He said, for some dumbass reason, he put the game in, and he's like, oh, I want to turn it, and all he heard was, son of a bitch.
It's like, okay, you put it in there, and there's nothing to hold this disc in place. There's a little flap. Just wait.
I have no idea why he did it. He says he doesn't know either, and he
regrets. This isn't a defect. This is an idiot. It's like the same people, man, you know, that Sega CD, you know, it ain't hot shit. If you shoot it, it stops working.
This one is a classic because I remember it both times it happened in EGM. The oldie but goodie that Shenlong is in Street Fighter 2, and that to get him or to fight against him, you had to do some ridiculous fighting in Street Fighter 2. So basically, without taking any damage, you reach the final boss, M. Bison, and you don't inflict damage on each other until time runs out. So basically, you go through the game without getting touched, and then you dodge M. Bison for 99 seconds. And guess what?
Nothing happened.
You get to fight some hippie with a ponytail. So apparently the best part about this was it ran in the April edition of EGM.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a hint. And then they come out and admit that it's a joke, clearly. And then a few years later, they did it again for Street Fighter 3 and people believed it again. So
they used to do jokes outside of April too, though. So I remember they had the Simon Belmont code in Ninja Turtles 2 in summer. And it didn't work.
I know. Is that kind of unethical to do it outside of April?
It is.
Not in my world.
Absolutely.
It's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty pool.
That's a dirty, dirty.
Dirty boy. Dirty boy.
Here's one that's kind of sick. There's the urban legend that you kill the dog in Duck Hunt.
What's wrong? You do.
Yeah. what?
It is true, though. You can kill him.
And you can shoot him, can't you, in the arcade game? Or shoot at him?
Yeah. The versus version, the two-player version, you have to get, I think it's level 99, and you can shoot him. And then it gets even more tasteless, because what is, it's, you know those scenes where he jump around and scare out the ducks? You'd shoot him then, and he'd come up with blackface on, and it'd do text and say, the ducks, not me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Simpler times back then.
Did you just
think
of that on the spot?
No, that's fact, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What? Absolutely. Yeah. Totally true.
At Nintendo realized people were trying to shoot the duck, and I guess did that. I don't, because it had to be a. People keep trying to shoot this dog. Well,
that dog kept pissing me off.
Of course he did. He laughed at you.
Yeah, what you get for laughing at me, you little rat bastard.
If Captain Rainbow ever made its way to America, I would hope the dog would be the bad guy.
Yeah.
At least the dog and bad guy in Smash Brothers.
Okay, so a little bit of Mortal Kombat in our lives. Here's another one. There is no blood code. Spoiler alert. There is no blood code for Super Nintendo.
I've been trying to do this forever.
Yeah, there is.
So sad.
Game Genie. But it's lame. It just makes the sweat red.
Yeah, or purple, depending on which.
How you put the code in, yeah.
And I don't know what's like more disturbing, blood or sweat. Like, what's more disturbing, that they're sweating buckets like that, or just like spewing water, or.
Well, it's like the Gatorade commercial, right?
I remember getting it. I was a little asshole. I remember calling the Nintendo hotline, the free hotline that you don't have to pay a dime for. And I got into an argument with the rep about the blood code, how Mortal Kombat needed the blood code. And Nintendo's talking point was that the sweat is more realistic. And I got into arguments like, you don't believe that. It's like, yes, in fact, I do believe that. The sweat is far more realistic than blood in combat. I'm like, what? So, yeah, it was.
I called that line and asked him about Slash. Because I saw Mario in Princess Peach Slash, right as I was young. And I asked him, did they put this out in some country? I honestly thought it was a good drawing. And yeah.
Is this official? I would have lodged a complaint.
I don't like this game. He's really giving it to her.
But this is when I worked in a call center for a while, and you know, crazy people would call in. As a kid, I would get lonely or bored, and I would call Nintendo just to talk with them. That was like a good day for me.
You know what? I did the same thing, Kilby. Didn't you hate when you get the same guy and you're like, oh, this guy is not talkative at all?
Yeah.
Hey, now, Rob, I think you had an urban legend, sir.
I have two. One, I'm going to start off with the smaller one because we already talked about Street Fighter and the, was it Akuma, Shenlong, or whatever. There was another one. If you remember the first version of the Super Nintendo Street Fighter 2, there was a code in where you could play same play characters. Like, yes. They called it Championship Code. And people saying, well, there's got to be a... They said there's got to be a way you could play the bosses on the first Super Nintendo version, which was the Urban Legend.
Yes.
However, I remember using a Super Nintendo Game Genie.
You could do it.
Yeah.
It was weak.
It wasn't just that. Well, what clued me into it was they always, some of these codes, they say turn off before fighting Bison, which is like, okay, one punch victory. Why am I going to do that? And like, I punched Bison and it showed his defeat face. Not his defeat face. It like went into this little thing and showed like a selection screen and backed up. So apparently there were some image files on the cartridge or something where at one, I don't know, maybe an early build, they were putting it in there and then stopped it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's an urban legend that might have some basis in fact, but not a working basis in fact, other than breaking the game in some way.
Well, in that respect, the Mortal Kombat for the SNES was originally going to have blood.
Yeah. It's just, hey, because Street Fighter 2 was more bloody in the first Mortal Kombat, but...
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, yeah, when you punch them and then all the blood comes out? Like,
yeah, they puke?
Or
yeah,
like in
puke blood,
or the screen, like the screen when that shows them defeated, and you know they're bleeding.
Oh,
and everything. Yeah.
I like pulpy.
The urban legend I was going to talk about, and I think this is kind of the mother of all Nintendo urban legends. Is
I know
the
is.
Game Taboo.
Oh no, never mind. It's not what I thought. Yes, I remember the game Taboo.
It's like no one actually played it because this Taboo. It was actually the game itself. It warned you on the front that this game deals with the occult, and it was not for children, meant for adults and for entertainment purposes only. And this was like the Satan's Bible of NES cartridges. It was every bad thing in the world happened in this game, and you know, parents were scared of it, kids were scared of it. Yeah, it sat on the rental shelf at Blockbuster or the mom and pop collecting dust. Every little thing in the world, like, you know, that kid who died recently on the news because he played this game and the devil came out of the screen. It was like the Ring cartridge. And then finally, no one I knew played this game because they were frightened to death. I mean, Poison was satanic to kids at the time, the South and the 80s, and they told you these things. That's probably why I'm so screwed up. But they tell you all this about Taboo. And it's still a popular thing. The video's freezing. Don't tell me we're having another. Okay, good. it's still a popular enough thing where everyone's probably get a blogger or someone who risks finally playing Taboo on an emulator or whatever just to see what's going to happen. And you know what happens? It tells you your horoscope. That's it.
It tells you your what?
That's too bad. I don't want to do. I don't want to play that. That is too adult.
There's like pictures
your horoscope?
Of
horoscope.
That's it. You put in your name, and it gives you your horoscope, and there's images of... Oh, it does tarot cards, too. It does tarot cards. And the tarot card imageries are gruesome and satanic and hard to make out.
It's not your horoscope, right?
Yeah, I always say horoscope.
Well, no, I was just wondering if it's from that movie, 769 Evil, or something.
Oh, I generally speak like a horror movie host all the time, so these puns come out of my natural.
So, John, on your list, do you include Super Mario Brothers being able to jump over the flagpole?
Ooh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Good one.
Now, and apparently that has, I guess, some semi-basis in truth, because the consensus among... hardcore gamers is that there's at least one level where you can do that, maybe at least in theory or when all the stars align. but for the most part, you can't do it. The consensus is on level 3-3. It is possible. That some people claim that it's also possible to do it in 7-1. I feel like a Star Trek geek talking about like these levels, like episode 38. You know, the one where Spock goes on a crazy adventure. So at level 3-3, it's possible. Level 7-1, maybe.
And to do what? And,
to jump over the flagpole.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, like I said, we don't know. The consensus is, like I said, 3-3, it's possible. Anything else, maybe.
Not with the Game Genie, but God, we've mentioned the Game Genie like 3 times already.
The Game Genie was the best invention for gaming of its
time.
Especially for the Genesis, because you could play Mega Drive games on it.
We totally need the equivalent again.
Yes.
You know, something to just bust these next gens.
Yeah, Game Shark was the crap.
Codebreaker beat the Game Shark easily.
Yeah, you know, thinking of the Game Genie, one of the cool things about it is by breaking the game, this is pre-internet, you know, as kids we didn't really know about this stuff. You could find out so many things in these games that you're like, hey, what's that doing there? Like I was saying earlier, the Bison defeat screen on Street Fighter Super NES, and just random pictures would show up like, hey, he's not in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy little doodad. It's too bad we don't have that kind of stuff anymore, but simpler times.
Or the one where Vega would freeze. If you chose Vega, both people would. It would freeze the game. Specifically.
I didn't hear that one.
Which is not... No,
we were able to complete that many times. Use Game Genie so people could choose the same character within mm-hmm. Super Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting, I think it was.
Cool.
Turbo. For SNES, and even the Game Genie, and you put it so people could choose the same character.
You can choose the same character anyway on Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
The original one.
Yeah, the Street Fighter 2 was the only one where you could do it, and you had to use the Game Genie to select. You could do it on the original with the code, but you couldn't select Vega.
If you chose Vega, if both of you chose Vega, you would freeze the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
I would say Vega probably required more RAM because of the fact that he would interact with the backgrounds and the fact.
Yeah.
Yes, that's and the
right.
fact
the
that he was so fast.
Kind of freeze when he jumped on the on the fence, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely slowed down. It definitely took some juice to do it. Real quick. By the way, last thing on the Game Genie. The Game Genie like totally had a commercial, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did it?
So it was like presented
with
as like
some
legit.
Weird guy dressed as a genie too, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember this.
I don't know, but I don't know about the genie.
Was he
part.
British? Really because it was made by Codemaster, who is like a British company.
No, I'm all but certain it had a TV commercial because I swear I remember like they rattle off the games that you can, some of the games that you can use it on.
You can totally break these games. Super Mario Brothers. Sorry.
Crazy that it was like sold as like a legit thing. Let me see here. A real quick.
Break the crap out of your games. Yay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there is one. We'll tweet it or something when the show gets posted. Give everybody a taste of the Game Genie.
I recall being in the Bible Belt in the suburbs about how people would get possessed by the devil by playing Nintendo too long.
That's not true.
I tried. It did not happen. But I kept hearing about this game that was in the store. It's almost like that haunted house at Halloween thing about how it's got 1,000 floors and at the end of it you die and every floor you complete you get a dollar back. It was like this rumor about this game that was just like so scary and it had demons and monsters and Satan would come out of the screen and all sorts of satanic stuff. And it was at this one store and they had to pull away because the owner was like, oh no, we can't have that here. And I think that might have been just Splatterhouse.
Did Splatterhouse come out on the NES?
No. Well, no, that parody Splatterhouse did, but that was Famicom. But Splatterhouse arcade game. You know, they kind of appear and they get yanked out of an arcade super quick, except for my Showbiz Pizza. I figured that one out. But I think that rumor spread around someone playing Splatterhouse at an arcade and then, you know, the owner died because it couldn't be in there and it had Satan. And, you know, it's Gruta immense proportions from the upside down cross boss.
That's awesome. That's like an awesome mix of like 80s style urban legends in video games.
Man,
you know, what was it, like the Bloody Mary type stuff, like staring in a mirror and all that good stuff. Well, I think on that note of demons and, you know, shenanigans as told by Rob is a good way to wrap up the show. Once again,
shenanigans by Rob is always a good way to wrap up a show.
Yes. Shenanigans by Rob. Yeah. In fact, who knows if it's popular enough, we may devote like the last 4 or 5 minutes of the show to shenanigans by Rob.
Yes.
Just market that as the RFC scent.
It'll be the new Soundwaves version of Andy Rooney.
Absolutely. We'll just like lay a little carnival music underneath and just let him go.
One time.
Okay. So, what is that? As I was saying, if you love what you're listening to, and how could you not?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to tfradio.net and just look at our smorgasbord of shows. You're going to love it. Also this week, a special shout out to RFC. Please download the show, listen to the show, and you'll hear about 2 awesome contests.
Oh, yes.
Free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. And if you're listening to this show, you probably listen to RFC. And if you're listening to RFC, you probably love Transformers. And spoiler alert, those contests, if you win them, will turn into free Transformers for you. Mm-hmm. So, for everybody on the show, for XV, for Peter, for Rob, for Brian, for Amy, a.k.a. Lady Rack, I am John DeLuno. We will see you next week.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Gilbert, XV, Lady Rick, Dweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.